This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Some college basketball news before the tournament this past weekend as Villanova fires Kyle Neptune.
Bam!
After 3 years, he doesn't make the tournament in any of the 3 years. The first time they haven't made the tournament in three consecutive years since...
Before Jay Wright.
Since Jay Wright's first 3 years, actually.
Oh, wow.
He did not make the tournament in his first 3 years either.
Okay.
Now, he was not coming off of the sort of run that...
Yeah, he didn't get left with the...
Yeah.
The talent to count. Well, I guess... I don't know. How much talent was there when Jay left? Who was the star player?
Well, you got me. I mean, that
Dixon kid was still there, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's not what it
wasn't a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the rule is always, you don't want to be the guy after the guy. You want to be the guy after the guy. After the guy after the guy.
Yep.
That is your number one, is to be the guy. Following Jay Wright is tough. It's just tough. The guy had sort of unprecedented success for Villanova. So then last night, they have the selection Sunday was yesterday.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I know next weekend will be fun. We'll all sit around fun watching the games. It's just, this isn't what it was. It just really isn't. And I think it's been a combination of things. I think the NBA moving to one and done hurt college basketball, where you said you couldn't come from high school, so players just went for 1 year and then just did it to show up and then escape.
Yeah.
And then NIL, I think, has made it a little bit worse too. Mm-hmm. But the best teams aren't the best teams anymore, so the upsets aren't as good because it's those mid-major teams that have a bit of an advantage anyway because they keep players longer. But also the teams are just the talent level. How can Rutgers have two of the top three picks in the NBA draft and be 15 and 17. I just think
that
about
coach needs to be fired.
They were 15 and 17 the year before. I look at those college teams when I was in high school, from the Running Rebels to the Duke teams to the UNC teams to even like Georgia Tech and Kansas.
And 3 and 4 year players.
And really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Leitner stayed 4 years. Like all
star
those guys.
Level. I mean, yeah. The Running Rebels with Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson and who am I forgetting?
Anderson Hunt.
Anderson Hunt.
Greg Anthony.
Greg Anthony. It's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's fun when it's on, but I think even once you get past the first two rounds, it's less exciting. And Selection Sunday, I don't even know who should be where, so I don't even know if anyone got screwed or didn't get screwed.
Yeah. I don't even think that really matters as much anymore.
Right.
For me, you know, obviously I went to a basketball school, so... You know, they're in a tournament every year, so it's fun to follow them. But if they aren't, as soon as they're out, I'm usually out. So, like, yeah, I follow them as long as they stay in.
Yeah.
And I think the sad part for college basketball is this is the only time of the year that we actually do pay attention to it.
Right.
Like, this is the only time of the year because their season starts in October. You got NFL and NBA going on. Nobody's paying attention. So this is the only time that we as casual fans even care. And it's these like 2 or 3 weeks in March.
And even top level players, the only player I've heard about all year has been Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, it's usually the Duke star. Everyone usually knows.
Yeah,
but that's it, right? I couldn't name, aside from him, Dylan Harper, and who's the
Ace
other kid?
Bailey.
Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
And it's only because I follow the NBA. These other players.
Yeah, you're not watching Rutgers basketball.
No, these other players, you used to just know about whether you're following it or not. It's just you knew who Eric Montrose was. You knew who Vince Carter was. You knew who Jerry Stackhouse was. You just knew.
You know what it really boils down to? The American-born players aren't that good anymore.
You think
not
that's
enough,
it?
It's not enough of them. The best players in the NBA are all international players other than the KDs, LeBron, and Steph.
And they're all 40 years old. I mean, you think the best players in the NBA now, okay, so Jokic, Luka, Giannis.
SGA,
yeah.
Embiid.
Embiid, like, yeah, all these
guys,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you get a guy like Tatum, and nobody even, we don't even care.
Nah.
Right.
He doesn't move the needle for anybody.
Yeah, Devin Booker's a good player. That's it. Yeah.
Cooper Flagg.
We need Cooper Flagg. I'm finally in on that. We need that.
See? There we go.
We tried to tell you that week two of the season.
I know. I know. Yep. I know. Man. I was wrong. Now we got to win the lottery.
And we're the city.
We are the city.
We broke the seal.
The exciting white seal.
Damn right.
Add another Cooper to the mix, too?
Man.
Wow. I mean, you couldn't, it's not going to get any whiter than a white guy named Cooper. I mean, that is.
There'll be a lot of Coopers named around the.
That's already started.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when Chase and Cole, real uptick around 2008.
Also very, high level white names. Cole and Chase. Yeah.
So true.
Well, it is what
true,
it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, listen, I didn't experience 90s college basketball. Barely.
I mean, that was when it was at its best, 80s, 90s.
I think I still got a pretty good mix. I don't like the current. Like, I just watch the tournament now.
Yeah.
But, I did have the J.J. Redick Duke experience.
Yeah.
Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah.
The who's the guy with Gonzaga that cried on the. Adam Morrison.
Adam Morrison,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been like 10 years. Yeah. No, there's been big upsets. Like a one seed is lost to a 16 seed.
But nobody but even cares anymore.
The shock value is a little bit worn off.
Yeah.
From
I think
that
so.
Kind of stuff.
I think so.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the last American. Like, was it Zion? Like, who's like the top last American born player?
Like, they
get drafted?
Coming out of college, yeah.
To be a big deal. Well, I'd have to have the draft.
Anthony Edwards, but he's at Georgia.
And he wasn't even a big deal coming out.
No, it was like the Ace Bailey. And
I think he was a fourth pick, right? Anthony Edwards was? Something
no,
like
no
that.
He's a first pick.
Was he one overall?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't remember that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess that's the point.
You've been out of the draft conversation for a while.
I have.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
He's back in this
I'm
year.
I'm back in.
Yeah. That's the flag, baby.
Gonna start YouTube big boarding very, very soon, actually.
I actually want to see that.
The basketball?
Listen.
I had Maxie very high.
I've been basking in the Eagles' glow for a while.
You have, really?
Jack is trying to keep that Phillies light lit bright.
Sure.
He's trying to. You, my friend, have nothing.
It's true. All I have is when callers throw it at me when they don't like my Eagles opinion.
Yes. You have nothing, yes. So I need to draft for you, you know what I mean? I need you to get excited about something. I know when you get behind something like a draft party or a lottery party, nobody does it like you.
I appreciate that. I do have some good of those things in my history. It's just been a while. I'm just a hater now. I'm just an old hater.
That's what happens. I'm 31 now. I get it.
Yeah.
But seeing Cooper Flagg in the wheelchair being taken off. It's like that's a sixer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, one of us already.
Already hurt. And the other thing, let me warn anybody who's going to take, and this includes us, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper in the draft.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you, Ben Simmons, his team wasn't any good.
Yep.
Markel Fultz, his team was under 500.
It's going to be my examples too.
Yeah. There's... Stay away from two guys not good enough to
not just one, two.
On talent alone, they should be 27 games. They should be able to be
Big Ten.
Yeah, 19-8. You're telling me you can't be 19-8?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, yeah. You can't have two top five picks and not make the tournament, man.
No,
come on.
There's something wrong. You can't look away when that happens.
Well,
there's something wrong.
Now, my only counter,
what?
If I was playing the other side, 215-592-9494, is that Anthony Edwards' team that year was 16-16.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say that Georgia team was not very good.
No, they're terrible. I think Tom Crean was still their head coach.
Anthony Edwards hasn't won anything.
Yeah, he's not a loser.
Yep.
He really is taking a step back. Like, I was so Anthony Edwards up last year.
The Jordan stuff was over the top.
A little over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a little over the top.
That's because we're so desperate to crown somebody.
Yes. Yeah.
And we can't do it to a Minnesota Timberwolf. No disrespect to KG. You know,
I agree.
He had to leave.
Yeah. You cannot crown a Timberwolf.
No.
The face of the league.
I think we all liked him because he was good and he was cool.
Sure. Yeah.
But he's a little throwback. Like, he was talking smack and stuff.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that's nice.
Seems like he might be a bit of a doofus. The best players in the NBA are not doofuses.
Definitely
usually.
Not bright.
Yeah.
He got some other stuff going on.
Yeah, yes. All right. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. Oh, no. I just saw his topic. Hey CJ.
Yeah, it's funny that you want to bring up basketball because that show I was going to start jumping on with you about. So I'm listening to you talk about, over the last couple of weeks, it's about, you know, how many people are leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at what we're paying on offense. And I understand today's question, like, hey, do you trust the offense?
Yep.
We got the eighth-rate. Like, far as money-wise, 8 quarterback pay, number 1 running back, the tight end is at 4th, our receiver at 2nd and 9th, our O-line, we got, left tackle at 7th, the guards is number 1, Lane is making over 20, and then you look at the defense, we just paid a linebacker, and we know Carter is coming, and he's going to be, like, probably a 30-mil-a-year guy.
Yeah.
So how he told us that already at the beginning of the season, like, offseason, why are we expecting something to pay guys? How many over $20 million a year offensive linemen do we need? We want all of them, but it's just not realistic to expect it. And now it's the thing where it's like, okay, we got a defensive coordinator that has a system, hopefully, and we got the main clog up the middle. We gave him his linebacker to do his thing. They're going to pay Reed, and you got freaking a cornerback now. So it's like they got the core piece of the team signed. Only thing they're going to be looking at now, Howie's like, hey, look, I got to pay the defense, and I'm going to draft everybody else. That's literally where we are now. We're not going to have the best team probably in NFL history and talent anymore. We just have to accept that. It sucks. But we can't be like, hey, we're these guys, and then when it comes down to it, we're not those guys.
I don't think that's a bad point. I wish we had a better explanation as to why they haven't even been able to spend, like, you know, mid-level money on mid-level players. Tell me.
Because the way we always say Howie season, right? Part of Howie season is kicking money. We got a bunch of dead cap space. That's what it is. That's how we open up. We open up contracts. Bring guys in, we lower guys' numbers. But what it does is add void years to other guys' numbers. And so it's like we got a bunch of dead cap space. We just released Slay, and we did that last year. So he had a dead cap from last year, and we dropped him again this year. So it's like we got dead cap space. He knows that, but he's always banking on the cap is going to go up. And since the cap is going to go up, that money that we owe in the dead space is not as bad. But that's the other wagon that we're pulling along on our salary cap is because we got a bunch of dead cap space.
Yeah, but the way, and CJ, you make a good point, I don't want to get buried in the cap stuff, but the way it's supposed to work is, okay, then we're just, the new guys we sign, they'll just have the cap stuff in further years. And it's always been in history that they can always just sort of kick the can down the road on the cap space of, okay, we signed a guy this year for, I don't know, 3 years, $35 million, and his cap hit this year is only $1 million because this, that, and the other, because we're gonna make it 5 years longer. And it just doesn't seem to add up that this is the year that all of a sudden they can't do that anymore.
I think without getting into cap space thing, I think how we did is say, hey, I got core guys in to go forward, and I got a bunch of draft capital next year. And your guys already said it. We're not going to use all those picks. So what do you do when you can't use all those picks? you package them up and maybe move forward and go get more centerpieces that you need in the future or heavy hitters in the future. That's what I feel is going to happen. Now, it is funny to me is how you've been able to bully your way out of conversations about with Elliot. Elliot has owned you lately. He was right about the Sixers.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on.
Dead right about the Sixers.
CJ, he said that the Paul George signing was amazing for the team, and he was elite.
You're a dog lover, so you like a dog with a bone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You got that to hold on to.
No.
But what Elliot said was, we should have traded. We should have traded him. We should have traded the big man when he was at his highest.
And I agree that he was right.
That's what I'm saying. And then everything that happened after that was just like, you're like, oh, the best way going is to keep him. And it's like, why? Why would you keep a guy? It's funny to me that you can look at Saquon Barkley and the miles that we put on him and bring it up for running backs. But you can't look at a guy that needed to be traded and
they're two different things. They are two completely different things.
The same outcome, though. But they have the same.
Okay. The same outcome. Then the Eagles just gave Saquon Barkley $40 million after he was already under contract. So I want you, if it's going to be the same outcome, to say the Eagles were dumb for giving Saquon Barkley an extra $40 million they could have given to defensive players they could have signed.
It was dumb.
Okay.
You had him on the contract.
Okay,
but to me, that made the domino effect of where you had to trade CJ because you knew he was going to say, "Hey, I want my money."
So what does me being right about Saquon have to do with me being wrong about Joel?
It's the thing of you're keeping it. I understand Eagles is always going to run for it. I just came there for the parade. I had a great time. I wish I could have saw you guys. I went there and
the you came up for the parade, CJ?
Dude, I can't. I'm gonna send you pictures. Like it was amazing.
This is our Eagles Texas, our residential Texas Eagles fan.
I tried to get up with Elliot and them, but it couldn't happen. Yeah, I was there like 4 a.m. I was in the circle. That's where I was at.
Oh man! Oh yeah! You
God
up
bless
there.
You. Well, how'd you go to the bathroom?
How did I go to bathroom? They had all kinds of bathrooms over there.
So you could leave your spot and then come back to your spot. It was like
I was on a light pole the whole time, and everybody they were like, man, you got that spot held down. I was like, I'm not moving from this spot. I got concrete. I could sit down. Like it was great where I was at, but I was in the middle of the madness with all the drunk.
Okay,
20 under 30 club.
There you go,
pole club. It was amazing. I had the best time of my life. I wish my son could have went, but I'm like, I'm not taking a 15-year-old out there.
Nah, smart move. Yeah, good move.
But I understand that the Eagles are always going to be the number one topic, but it is a thing to where it's like, you bully everyone not to talk about the 76ers.
No, I don't. We don't want to talk about it. Look, CJ, I'm going to be honest with you. We don't want to talk about the Sixers. I mean,
I get it. And you luck out on it. But see, Jack does not get that slack because it's like, when Eagles are gone, baseball season is here. and the Sixers are so bad, it's like all the bad stuff.
I agree, but you saying that I don't have to, like, I've had a face up on the Sixers thing a million times. We can't get on the air every day and talk about how much the Sixers suck,
right?
Because we've said it. It's over. What's that?
But it's hard to hear so much about, I ain't going to say a bad thing about the Eagles, but it's like, we know the core is here. Like, I get to hear Cowboys fans talk about, like, man, what is our GM doing? What is our owner doing? And I get to laugh. I get to walk around the Eagles gear, Kelly Green, all day, and just laugh at these people. And so when I see us, I'm like, okay, I feel like I see how we system. Get a core. Get it done. We went at it. We taper back a little bit. We still got a core. Let's load up. Go after it again. That has been how we staying. It's like, we have a core in place. Load up, go after it. Hey, we didn't do good. Okay, we're going to taper back, load up, and go again. Rest and repeat. They're just stuck in La La Land. They're just selling jerseys with big names. That's all they're doing in Cowboy Land. And they're purgatory of hell. So it's just, I trust Howie a lot. I wouldn't have gave Saquon $40 million. But, hey, I'm going to trust him. I'm just going to trust him. He's my GM. I'm going to have to ride with him.
All right, CJ, give us your 90s icon.
Did anybody say Will Prince? I mean, Fresh Prince?
No, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Big answer,
yeah,
CJ.
I mean, come on. Yes, I mean, he did. He was rapping, did a TV show, and then he went into freaking Independence.
Went to the movies, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's crushed the movies. I think you would – thank you for the call, CJ. That's just been the biggest part of his
career.
That's
the biggest thing he's done, no doubt. Independence Day.
Do you have a favorite Will Smith movie?
You know what? I got a couple of them. So I love Independence Day. I love original Bad Boys.
Okay.
Bad Boys 1 and 2.
See, I have a favorite. It's probably, of course.
Well, let me throw this one in there. Okay. It's one of my favorites. I Am Legend.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love I Am Legend.
I like the I Am Legend, too. I do.
They've been talking about an I Am Legend sequel for a while.
Yeah.
The original, they filmed a different ending to that. It didn't test well, so they changed the ending to it.
To where he died.
To where the original ending, they get to the place.
Right.
The girl and the kid mm-hmm. get to the place that they're looking for or whatever. Yep. I loved I Am Legend. You said too scary?
Yeah, I was too scared. I saw it in the theaters, too. So
me too.
Loud.
It was good in the movies, yeah.
Oh, dude, the scene where they set the trap and he's hanging and the dog.
Yeah. Dude, he had a great run from like...
Oh, yeah.
04 to 08. 08, yeah.
Yeah, no, Will Smith was the dog, man. He was probably the top guy, him and Denzel.
Hitch?
Yes.
Well, that's when he started going.
Listen to this, Ron. iRobot, Shark Tale, Hitch, Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, Hancock, 7 pounds. That's a run.
I like Pursuit of Happiness.
Too. I love Pursuit of Happiness.
I'm trying to figure out, did I like Hancock more than Hitch? Hitch was the comedy.
Yeah, rom-com.
Hancock, he was the drunk
superhero.
I think I like Hitch better.
Yeah.
Eva Menendez.
Yeah, yeah.
And, right? And Hitch.
Mendez.
Eva Mendez.
You gave her an extra Menendez.
Menendez?
Mend.
Happy baby, Ruth Taylor.
Yeah, Mendez.
Mendez. Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
215-592-90.
Menendez.
Yes, Menendez. Yeah,
like the brothers.
The brothers, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. I'm
another
like,
90s
I get that
icon.
From? I'm like, what?
Well?
Yeah, sort of.
That was the 90s. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP.
Yeah, all right. Dallas sucks.
Oh, hey, you got it. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, they do suck.
Yeah, man. So listen, Spike, I couldn't agree more. If you look at the championship game and the Super Bowl, and you come away from both of those games having any doubt about our quarterback being able to do whatever it takes, whether it's pass a lot or run a lot or whatever, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell anybody who still doubts him. I have.
You mean you and Spike? You couldn't disagree
more
with Spike.
Yeah, you disagree with me. So let me ask you this, Ziggy. What about the two games prior to that? Like the Green Bay game and the Rams game. They were both playoff games. Everyone says, so hold on, just let me, I'll let you finish. Everyone says, plays big at the biggest stages. However, the first two playoff games are actually big stages. They are. And he didn't play well really in either game. Now, they won, and that counts, and that's great. But those are also big stages, right? And he didn't play well in those games. So I ask you, if he wasn't bailed out in the Rams game by Jalen Carter and that sack, what conversation are we having?
Well, that's a very good point. I guess we could probably say the same thing about Joe Montana not having other players like Jerry Rice pull him out of the weeds? I mean, the problem, I think, is that we're so hell-bent on what the process looks like that we're kind of saying, oh, yeah, he wins, that's great, but... And there is no but.
Well, because it comes down to why do they win? Is he the reason they're winning?
Because it's a team sport.
Right, but then why is it always that Jalen gets all the wins if it's a team sport?
Well, I guess because...
Because it makes you feel better. I know. It makes you feel better.
Quarterbacks are rated by their wins and losses like head coaches.
No, head coaches are. Quarterbacks are not.
Well, okay. Well, you know, you want all kinds of glamorous stats and everything.
No.
I understand. Yes, you do, because... You're putting winning on the back burner, looking for an excuse why he should look better. How do you look better than winning? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Because how many quarterbacks would win here?
What does that have to do with?
Because it matters when we're talking about how good he is.
I have no idea if another quarterback
could
handle the fan base.
Oh, now it's the fan base.
So, do you know what I'm saying? Like... You know, my 90s icon. Are you ready?
Yeah. He bailed out.
Well, I mean,
it's cool.
Don't let him wear you down, Ziggy. Don't let him wear you down, Ziggy.
The MVP in the Super Bowl. I mean,
so is Foles. So is Foles.
I don't care, dude. I've been watching these guys since 1960s.
Okay.
I love this team. We're great.
So do we. We all love the Eagles.
We're going to be fine.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, baby, all the way.
It's a big one. You got to do it before Chuck. Got to it before Chuck.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yep.
Favorite Whitney Houston tune?
Ooh, whoa. Man, I'll always love you.
Okay. Jack, do you have
That's her best.
A number one Whitney song?
That was Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Original, yeah.
Yeah.
I only know that one.
Ooh.
Wow. My favorite is My Love Is Your Love.
Oh, yeah.
Good
tune.
My Toward love the end. Is your good tune, love. Though. Yeah.
Now, I'm more of a, Saving All Your Love, Saving All My Love, like an 80s Whitney Houston when she first came in. Yes. Like, yeah.
She's as much an 80s icon as a 90s
icon.
Oh, man,
there's no doubt. Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of R&B singers that are strictly 90s icons.
Yeah.
But Whitney is both. Whitney's 80s and 90s.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would even, I guess she was R&B.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
She did a little pop R&B. And R&B.
Pop
yeah.
R&B.
Yeah, like Beyonce.
Yes, like Beyonce. Like, I'll take another. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Mariah Carey both.
Oh, yeah. Man, those two.
Yeah. I mean, Mariah had a run too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So coming up next, A.J. Brown posted the books that he's read this year. And I want to see if any of us have even heard of the books, much less read them. That is coming up
next. Hadn't heard from A.J. in a while.
Nope. He's got to stay in the in the bullseye there. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We want to talk to you about something really, really important.
Grab a seat.
Really, really important. And that is the happiness... Watch this, Ike.
Yeah.
The happiness of your lover.
There you go.
You know, it's
important.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not just about you.
No. And we know you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're...
It don't take much to satisfy you.
You're a dude, right? I know. We both know. She might need you to be a little bit...
Yeah.
Perform a little bit better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Enhance your performance. It.
And here's the thing. If you do that, then there's going to be more for you too. And then, more, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, happens more often.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew.
There you go.
That's the way to
there
do it.
There it is.
That's the way to do it. What I need you to do is just go to BlueChew.com. Because you do that, you have the consultation with one of their providers right there online, and take it from somebody who's done it. It's like 5 minutes. It's not like driving to a doctor's office, sitting in the waiting room, having some lady sitting across from me in the waiting room wondering why you're...
Looking at you.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. Doesn't do it. Not with BlueChew.com. And you're not going to have to wait in the pharmacy afterwards. Because there's no pharmacy.
Nope.
And it's going to be cheaper than a pharmacy because it's done right here in the USA. I'm just going to send you the envelope in the mail after you finish it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Discreet
package.
Discreet package.
Stiff, too.
Stiff package.
Yep.
We're really hyping up the package.
Yes. It really is just a brown envelope.
Yeah, like, listen, it's
you. It is stiff, though.
It is. Yeah. It actually is.
Yes.
You have to get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but better in every way, as we've said. Also better because it's a chewable. You don't have to swallow a pill or anything like that. As I've mentioned, keep one in your wallet. Maybe when it's time, keep one in your car on the way home. You know, it's going to be, well, as Ike has said, wait till you're almost home, I would say.
Yeah.
And again, it's all there at BlueChew.com. And I mentioned because it's all done here, it's cheaper, but how about this for cheap? Free. F-R-E-E, free. So just go to BlueChew.com, and I want you to remember this code, 94. Two numbers.
It's pretty simple.
Use code 94. It's going to be free. All you're going to do is pay for the shipping, $4 or $5, and your first month is free, and then you will be ready to
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.